In this case, it isn't the squeaky wheel getting the oil. While lobbyists for the American Petroleum Institute and Wisconsin Petroleum Council are making the rounds against this proposed tax on oil companies, smaller companies will get a break. State Senator Bob Jauch of Poplar says his amendment will help smaller gas companies. Murphy Oil's refinery in Superior is the only one in the state.
No, it doesn't exempt Murphy Oil from the tax. It creates a graduated formula, much like our income tax, a progressive formula, so that you distinguish between small, medium, and large oil companies. And Murphy and many of the jobbers in the state clearly are in the category of small to medium compared to the Exxons and the other British Petroleum and the other large oil companies.
About 55 oil jobbers in the state will also get the break. Superior Murphy Oil Refinery Manager Dave Podratz says he appreciates the gesture in the 2.5% tax on gross receipts.
To ease the negative impact on us and other, you know, smaller Wisconsin oil and gas companies, but we still remain opposed to the tax. It's a tax on receipts rather than profits, so it ignores whether you're making money or losing money.
Podrat says that there's also the constitutional issue of singling out one business and taxing it while not taxing other corporations. The oil company tax is expected to raise extra money for state highway construction, but the tax would not allow oil companies to pass along the increase in the price of gasoline. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.